This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I was out shopping the other day and I found this beautiful painting that said something that really touched my heart. And it said what? Families that worship together, stay together. And I thought of the story of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha wa ardaha, when she was starting to feel really tired and she heard that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her dad, had some people. And she went to visit him to ask if she could have a servant to help her with the housework. When she got there, she didn't find Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she found Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. So she told her, please tell my dad, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he comes back, that I need a servant. So when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned and Aisha told him, he said, wallahi, if I had the money, I would spend this money on the people of al-Sufa or Ahl al-Sufa, the people who were, they were very needy people who lived right behind the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of getting Fatima a servant. Now Fatima heard about this and was very hurt. Like, her dad knew that she was in need of help, but he preferred to, you know, to help the, you know, the needy people of the Muslim above helping his own child. So he went to visit her, and when he walked in, he found her and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda sitting in bed together. So he said, stay there where you are. And Fatima continues saying, he said what? Stay where you are. And he came and he sat between us. And he said, I heard, ya Fatima, that you needed someone to help you. She said, yes, ya Rasulullah. So he said, shall I teach you what is better than that? She said, what, ya Rasulullah? He said, id awaituma, which means both of you, when both of you, you and your husband, get together in bed, say together Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. Sayyida Fatima says, wallahi, after that day, I never ever had the need or felt the need that I needed anyone to help me, both her and Sayyidina Ali. And they said that they always continued to say that as long as they, you know, as they lived. Now, the first thing I want to point out here is what? Sayyidina Muhammad didn't say, when you go to bed by yourself, you know, while your husband is doing something else, like when you go to bed together, not when your husband's watching The Walking Dead and you're in bed, say tasbih, or when your husband is praying and you are shopping. Together, the key to families staying together is worshiping together. Tasbih together, salah together, dhikr together, going visiting someone who's ill together. We hear about so many cases of divorce these days, and we hear about homes that lack and are deprived of love, and kids growing up to witness that this is the norm. It's very important that we bring this habit of worshiping, and the sunnah, not just a habit, of worshiping together back to our homes. If we want to find love in our homes, if we want to find the rahmah in our hearts for our spouses, that mawadda, that kindness, that generosity, that, you know, that feeling of empathy for those, even for our own kids, you have to worship together. If you're not married, then worship with your parents. If you're not, if you don't have your parents around you, with your siblings, with your children, with a friend. This is how you maintain and keep these relationships going until the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, our homes need this more than anything ever, worshiping together. Not one of you is doing something and the other is doing something else. Not everyone in their own world. I know of a family that were on the verge of getting divorced. Like, khalas, they discussed all the details, every little detail, who's doing what and what not. And subhanAllah, the sister tells me one day she was up praying Fajr and her husband woke up and they prayed together. And then they continued that habit. And subhanAllah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their hearts and placed that rahmah, that mercy in their hearts, is unbelievable. Allah has the ability, he says what, يَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Bring that mawadda and rahma back in your homes by worshiping together. Even if you're praying in the masjid, come back and do the sunnah with your family, or pray the sunnah at home, or do qiyam layl together. Do something together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, protect all our homes and keep us, you know, keep that mawadda and rahma between us and our spouses and our kids as well, inshallah, ya Rabbi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.